We're now going to continue with Parakei Mishnah Zayin in Nazir. So, just as an introduction, there is something called a koi. A koi is a type of animal, which is, it's unclear, there's a suffix, if it's a chaya or a behemoth. A chaya is a wild animal, and a behemoth is a domesticated animal. And they have different halachos in different areas, but for these purposes, for this Mishnah's purposes, all matters is that a koi is a suffik, whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behemoth. So the Mishnah says, Ra es a koi, v'omar harini nazir shez a chaya. A guy sees a koi, and he says, I'm a nazir, that this is a chaya. Then a second guy says, "Harini nazir shezainu chaya." I'm a nazir that this isn't the chaya. Third guy says, "Harini nazir shezabehima." Says, "I'm a nazir that this is a behima, not a chaya." Then the fourth guy says, "Harini nazir she'ain zabehima," that this is not a behima. Right? As we're seeing, it becomes complicated because it's a koi, so it's a safik chaya, safik behima. So what's going to be the halach? We'll have to see. "Harini nazir shezachaya uvehima." He's a nazir that's a chaya and a behima. Harini nazir she'ein zat lo chaya v'lo behima. Another guy says, I'm a nazir that this is neither a chaya nor a behima. Then another guy says, Harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir. I'm a nazir that at least one of you is a nazir. Then another guy says, Harini nazir she'ein echad mikem nazir. I'm a nazir if none of you are nazirim. And then finally, the last guy says, Harini nazir shekulchem nazirim. I'm a nazir that all of you are nazirim. So they all make these different conditions. So what is going to be the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Hari kulam nazirim. They're all nazirim. So let's just, this, it's relevant to the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we had a machlokas. I'm sorry, two Mishnahs ago, we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Tarfon, that what happens if a person accepts a Nazirus, misafik, accept a Nazirus betalus, they make a mistake. So what is the halacha? So Beis Shammai says that if a person accepts a Nazirus betalus, so then the, if a person accepts a Nazirus betalus, so then the Nazirus is chal. So, regardless of whether the koi is really a chaya or really a behema, either way, if I say I'm a nazir that this is a chaya, or I'm a nazir it's a behema, it doesn't really matter, because even though I may have made a mistake in my condition, that doesn't matter. Once I said I'm a nazir, Beis Shammai say a nazir betalus is a nazir, and I have to keep my nazirs. So, hari kulam nazirim, that they're all nazir, that certainly applies to Beis Shammai. And then there's another opinion we learned in the previous Mishnah, that there was a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that you can accept a Nazirus b'safik. That the Tanakhama says, if I say I'm a Nazir that someone walking in front of me is named Reuven, and then he disappears, I can't find him, and I can't determine whether I was right or not. So the Tanakhama says I'm not a Nazir, because I never would have accepted a Nazirus upon myself, me Suffolk. I wouldn't put myself in a situation of Suffolk. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon says, I would have accepted a Nazirus me Suffolk. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this guy would also be a nazir because after all, says Rabbi Shimon, if a guy accepts a nazirus misafik, so then he's a nazir. So no, we're not really sure whether this koi is a chaya or a behema, but all these people, or at least most of them, would be misafik, at least a nazir. And Rabbi Shimon thinks that if a person accepts a nazirus misafik, so then he has to keep his nazirus, and he has to determine a way to keep the nazirus, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Fine. So now let's continue with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph of Nazir. Shlosha minin asurim ba nazir. There are three types of isurim that that a Nazir has, or three things which a Nazir is not allowed to do. Hatuma vatiglachas vayotzi mina gefen. He's not allowed to become tummy lemisim. He cannot contaminate himself via dead bodies. Vatiglachas, he can't cut his hair. Vayotzi mina gefen. And he cannot eat or drink anything which comes from wine, whether that's raisins, or he can't drink wine, or he can't eat grapes. None of the above. So, if a person violates one of these isurim, then he gets malchus, he gets lashes, and then there could also be other ramifications. So, let's say he drinks wine. So, if a person drinks wine, so then he gets lashes. If under the correct conditions, he's going to get lashes. So you can only get lashes if you eat a certain amount. So that's what we're going to see in the following line. Ve'eino chayiv at sheyochal min ha'anavim kezayis. You have to eat an olive's amount. That's the classic shear for anything which you eat. If you have grapes, you have to have a kezayis of grapes, an olive's amount of grapes, in order to get lashes, in order to get malchus, for violating the iser of eating grapes. So we learned in the previous line taught that anything, any part of the grape combines together. So if you have some raisins and some grapes and some pits, and all together they all equal, combined to one kezayis, so then a person's going to get malchus. Even though he didn't have a kezayis of grapes, and he didn't have a kezayis of raisins, and he didn't have a kezayis of peels, it doesn't matter. It all combines to equal one kezayis, and he's going to get malchus. So now we're going to continue. We're going to discuss the amount a person has to have in order to get malchus. We discussed for eating grapes that it has to be a kezayis, an olive's amount. That's a very regular shear. It comes up very often in different places, in different mishnayos, and throughout Shas. And now we're going to discuss what about for wine. So Mishnah Rishona ad sheyishter revi'is yain. So initially they thought that a person has to drink a revi'is of wine in order to be chayiv malchus for drinking wine if he's a nazir. A revi'is is significantly bigger than a kezayis, and it's a liquid measurement. Normally, liquid measurements are measured in a revi'is. Normally, food measurements are measured in a kezayis. That's the regular measurement. So that's what they initially thought. That likewise, for a nazir, if he drinks a revi'is of wine, so he's going to be chayev malchus. Rabbi Kiva omer, afilu shara pito bayayin. Ve'ishba k'dei letzarif kezayis, chayev. So Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He thinks that the shear for drinking wine is, for in order to be chayev malchus, is not a revi'is. He thinks that it's a kezayis, and the way that you would determine that is, for example, if a person were to dip his bread into wine, and there would be enough, and even if there isn't that much wine on the bread, that if you have a little bit of wine and then you eat a kezayis of bread, and the bread and the wine combine together to equal a kezayis, in that case, even if you were allowed to eat the bread, since the bread was mixed with wine, so the bread is going to combine with the wine, and it's going to be and the person's going to get malchus even for eating a kezayis of the bread and the wine combined. So Rabbi Kiva is teaching two chidushim. First of all, he's teaching a chidush that the shear for wine is not a revi'is like they originally thought, but it's actually a kezayis. And Rabbi Kiva is teaching an additional chidush that even if a person dips his bread into wine, the bread he's allowed to drink, and the wine, there's not that much wine in it. It's not a kazayas of wine. But if he dips his bread into wine, so since the bread is now mixed with the wine, the iser, he can be chai malkos if he eats a combined kazayas between the both the bread and the wine, since they're mixed together.